Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coming up on Living Large Radio, you're saving for retirement, and that's a great thing. As the day gets closer, the questions become, where do I stash the money for retirement savings? On today's show, we'll cover some ways to save money that can make a positive difference in your actual retirement. All that and a whole lot more. Stay tuned on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happens, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
Hello and welcome into Living Large Radio. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins, along with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster and, of course, the founder, CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. That is Mark Henry. Mark invites you to follow him on YouTube. Subscribe to Living Large Retirement on YouTube.
And we're all set to go, Mr. Henry, with driving down that road to retirement, as you said before. And instead of putting your money under or in the mattress and taking out all that stuffing, you can maximize your savings and grow that nest egg. That's always on somebody's mind. So Mark's got eight places that you can stash your savings with some offering some guaranteed growth. And in this environment, this is what you want to do, right, Mark? And one of the ways to do it is with fixed annuities.
Well, that's certainly one of the options that's available. That one always brings up such a controversial word when you bring it up. It's so much funny. There's people that make millions of dollars a year saying, don't. And then there's others that you could eat out, Chuck, I think pretty much every night of the week in Charlotte or Raleigh or Myrtle Beach, Greenville, if you're just simply willing to listen to someone do what, Chuck? Try to sell you one.
That's right. And again,
like a timeshare. It's like a timeshare.
Yeah, you really do have to educate yourself on the various types of annuities. Because
we've talked about them for years.
There's good and bad, right?
There is. It's like anything, though, but it's so funny. I listen to these people that say, I would never. And I think about all the teachers that retired and they get a guaranteed income. Where does that come from, Chuck?
Well, our pockets.
Well, no, it actually comes from an annuity.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. Or how about a firefighter that retires or a police officer that retires? Where do they get their pension from?
Same thing.
They get it from an annuity.
Absolutely.
So when people hear that word and they get all confused, I'm like, just slow down a minute. First off, who's trying to sell you one? Is it someone licensed as an insurance professional? Is it a fiduciary that's licensed to do what's in your best interest? Let's slow down and look at the agenda, and then let's talk about what we're trying to do. But at the end of the day, yes, people, that is certainly a place that people use
to put money, especially into fixed annuities or fixed index annuities. And they do that for things like income, for guaranteed rates that are higher typically than a CD might pay. They do it for no risk. They do it for principal protection. They do it for wealth transfer. They do it for income tax planning. You say, what do you mean income tax planning, Mark? Well, Chuck, you know that's one of the benefits you have on some of yours is the fact that you don't get what? That magical tattletale form, right?
No, that's right. And so far, I'm delaying RMDs by staying as young as I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
As long as they keep passing the law, then it'll keep going up like Secure Act 2.0.
Yeah,
did,
so there you go. And so, and not getting a 1099 while you do it. And so all kinds of cool stuff can happen from that. So that's one place that people might go and park money in. And I totally understand why they would do that when they choose correctly and use the right ones. Because there certainly is some good ones out there.
Right.
What's some other places, Chuck?
All right, you got another one. Well, this was an easy one. How about your retirement account? You've got money saved somewhere.
This is what people get confused. When they think about the retirement account, when we use that word retirement account, we're typically talking about a special type of an account that most people have funded. And what is that, Chuck?
A 401k.
That's right. That's their 401k. That's their company-sponsored 403b or whatever it was. But that's truly retirement accounts. Retirement accounts are the ones that you've done that you have not paid taxes on yet. So that's when we say retirement accounts, a lot of people think that their savings account is that kind of account. No, your savings account is not, quote, your retirement account. It's your savings account. So it's a different type when you say the retirement account, but that's typically where you've put your money. And that could be your 401. And keep in mind, contributions have changed this year. So if you're still working, and if you've hit that magical age of 50 or more, you can now put, oh my gosh, this is kind of crazy, but they keep going up. They've added more money and you can put more money into an IRA. So if you have an IRA, you can now put more money in. Or if you have a 401, so $22,500 can go in your 401 now. And employees who are 50 and older, that's increased to, you know, $7,500, which is kind of cool. So you're getting to where you can put a massive amount of money. But here's one of the things I tell people. When you're building your plan, it's still early in the year, and you're building your plan for how much you should put in your 401k. Or how much you should add to your IRA. You have to sit down and have a written plan to do this. And one of the reasons is, Chuck, and you and I've talked about this many times, but a lot of people have saved all their money in one type of an account, haven't they?
Yes, they have. That's right.
And so we need to talk about, are you that person? Because maybe you don't need to be maxing it out. And that sounds crazy, but it might be a better way to do it. And then we have to also think about a different type of a retirement account. What is that one, Chuck?
This is a good one, a Roth.
That's one of my favorites, and I happen to love that one. And so the Roth plan. And so now you can make regular contributions to it. They're funded by spousal IRA contributions, transfers. This is one of my favorites, rollover contributions or Roth conversions. And I love the Roth conversion. This is where you can take money out of your IRA and convert it to a Roth. And I love doing that one because you're not limited by your income. A lot of people don't realize when you get that big pay raise, you can hit an income tax bracket that can keep you from contributing to your Roth.
All right. We're not going to talk about the royal family, but we will talk about another area, and that is another type of aristocrat, the dividend aristocrat.
Dividend aristocrats are a good place to start if you're willing to take the risk of owning an individual stock. In order to qualify as a dividend aristocrat, a company must have paid and raised dividends consistently for at least 25 years. Dividend aristocrats typically represents the world's most famous companies since they have obviously been around a long time, and they're mature businesses with very consistent cash flows. And by definition, their income component always is supposed to rise, providing a safe harbor for investors. And that's one that a lot of people don't take advantage of.
All right.
And how about this one, Chuck? Go ahead.
Okay. People should take advantage if they can, if they want to, of a health savings account.
No question about it, Chuck. And this, and many people have these available to them, and they're not funding their health savings accounts. And these health savings accounts allow this money to grow much like a Roth does, but it has to be used for certain types of withdrawals. So again, as long as the money's used for health expenses, you can withdraw contributions tax-free at any age. Now, the neat thing is, though, HSAs can also be viewed as a traditional IRA or 401 by the IRS if the money is left at over, if it's left over at the end of age 65. So any expenses you incur can be deducted from the money, and then it would be taxed as ordinary income after that. So you have to be really careful. And this is, again, where we become experts in the planning department. But HSAs are absolutely awesome. You could even buy things like an electric toothbrush with one.
That's right. I just recently did that. And then the last two are, well, if you want to invest in the government, there's treasury secretaries, and then there's good old real estate.
Yeah, treasury securities are absolutely excellent. And there's some good ones out there. And of course, real estate is one of the ones that people have used for years to provide steady passive income. And when you say passive, being a landlord is not always passive. So let's be clear. But a lot of times they'll hire someone to do that. And there's certainly... It can be a great tool when we do income planning using real estate for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's many ways to save for retirement, and there's not one special or best way. And I love it when people say things like, don't do this, don't do real estate, don't do this, don't do that. They all have an agenda. I am much more open-minded to that. I know you are, Chuck, but the reality is this is where people need to sit down and look at what they've already done and look at what they can be doing to build the perfect plan for you. Not for me, not for Chuck, for the person whose money it actually is. Chuck, let's open these phone lines.
All right, they're open.
All right, we're going to take the next 15 callers that will call in right now, whether you're in beautiful Myrtle Beach, you're over here in Greenville, or of course the Ballantyne office anywhere in the Charlotte area. We'll take the next 15 callers. If you've saved at least $250,000 or more for retirement, this is for you. Now listen, I've seen others charge $1,000 or more for a plan like we're going to do. We're going to take the mystery out of financial planning by sitting down with one of my fiduciary advisors and then one of our certified financial planners on our planning team will create and build a written plan for life for you, a retirement plan. We're going to do things like a fee report, help you untangle what you're currently paying. We'll look at a tax analysis, an income plan. In short, we're going to help you take the guesswork out of this thing called financial planning and get you what you asked for, what you know you need, and it's going to be done absolutely complimentary with no obligations if you'll simply pick up the phone and give us a call right now.
800-501-9805, 800-501-9805, and you can also text keyword wealth to 800-501-9805. Get that written financial plan, and that's what follows that comprehensive review. You can schedule this limited opportunity at no cost, no obligation, 800-501-9805, or text wealth, 800-501-9805.
Mark, in the first segment, we talked about one thing, and now we're going to do the converse next, aren't we?
The converse is coming up, and what is that? Well, in the first segment, we covered where we should be putting money for our retirement dollars or where people are putting their money. This time, we're going to talk about places you should not be putting your money for retirement. Plus, we'll answer some common questions that pre-retirees are asking almost every day. Stay tuned. All that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Hey, we're back into Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, founder, CEO of Alloy Wealth Management, author of the book Uncommon Sense Retirement. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
All righty. We have Mark Henry, as you know him, as Charlotte's wealth coach. He's also Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach. You have an office in Myrtle Beach, and it's all about parking. And parking is plentiful in all those places, but parking your retirement money can be a challenge. That's a different story. But one thing's certain, there's definitely some places you should not put your money. So Mark's going to break it down for you here. Don't put your money in a coffee can. Don't bury it in the backyard. Don't put it in a deep hole in the front yard, and maybe not even in a savings account because they're not paying a lot right now.
Well, they're certainly paying more than they were, that's for sure. But we have to be very careful when we say this. So here's how I believe about money. We should all have a savings account. One at your bank or whatever is fine. Now, the problem is your big box retail banks, the ones that are on every corner, the bricks and mortar ones, they typically are offering somewhere around a 0.01 interest, and then they'll even have some fees if you don't do certain things or don't use your debit card enough or, you know, don't have monthly deposits go in there, just crazy things. So I tell people to look for a better deal than that. Typically, that'll come from an online bank. Right now, we're seeing savings rates in the high threes, and you might even see some get all the way to 4% right now, which is getting pretty darn good. But at least 3.5 on a normal passport regular savings account. But here's what I want you to think about. Putting this in perspective, you know, if you're earning nothing on the money and you've got $100,000 in that savings account, you're talking about in a typical local big box bank, you're getting about $10 a year. Literally, Bank of America, $100,000 in your savings account is going to pay you about $10 a year. That simply won't work. So what we have to do is establish a plan so we have enough money in that savings account for an emergency. But everything else has been moved to a higher yield, especially in this high inflationary time that we find ourselves in.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, the same could be said about CDs and money markets because those rates are not appreciably that much higher.
No, they're not. Again, they're higher, but you're going to have to shop around. So the good news is right now we are seeing some of the highest CD rates we've seen in years. Well, that's excellent news, except for it came with what?
Inflation.
Right. Out of control inflation. So the rates aren't anywhere near what the inflation is. So this is where that fixed annuity comes in. Typically, we're seeing a much higher savings rate. But can we use the local credit union or bank? Absolutely. But again, the latter used to be something we did quite regularly. Now I would tell you, I would look if I had extra money that I didn't want to invest. I didn't want to put it in the markets. I didn't want it in something else. And it worked in my plan. I would certainly be looking for short term, and when I say short term, I'm talking 1 year, 18 month at tops, laddering them in so that we could, because I think these rates are not going to stay with us, but I do think there's potential for them to even go up because we're not done with inflation yet.
Yeah, that's true. All right, question is, other than banks, where should one keep their money?
Well, this is where it gets convoluted. So this is where we have to start looking. So you can put some money in, you know, the inflation protected government securities. And this is a place people do. Now, again, they have limitations, $10,000 in their inflation bond, the U.S. government. That was a good deal, but it was only $10,000. So my wife and I could put $10,000 each into one of those. But it paid really good. And so we have a 1 year. That's it. At the end of the year, I'm going to take it out. But there's other FDIC insured things. You know, you've got to make sure sure you have things that are covered. You want to make sure when you're thinking about investments or savings, a lot of people don't realize there's a difference in the two. So anytime we're talking about investment, they all have one thing in common. Chuck, what is that?
Risk.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So if we're talking about a savings tool, that doesn't have risk. So we have to think about the FDIC insurance could cover things like our money market, our CD, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Our checking account and our regular savings account. Now, annuities, money market, mutual funds, those things are not insured by the FDIC. Annuities come from a state guarantee insurance fund. They actually have a little higher insurance typically than the FDIC does. But we want to look at, when we're thinking about savings tools, we're looking for things that are low or no risk. So once we start moving out of the savings tools, we're moving into the risk investments. That's totally different. So when you think about that, Chuck, how much retirement savings should be kept in a no-risk account?
Well, I mean, in a low-risk account, probably as little in a low-risk account as little as possible, probably, or
right.
as high, because you want to have, as you say, and I don't think we can stress this anymore. That emergency fund is key, but
it's
not putting too much
key.
In is also key.
Well, that's the problem. In this crazy market that we're in right now, many people have went the opposite direction. We met with a client recently, Chuck, and I wasn't able to meet with him, but I did get to go in. They asked me to come in. And it was sad, Chuck, because they were coming to us. This was this year, 2023. They were coming to us. And last year, they're in their early 60s. They're a big box retail firm. They were down a little over 41%. That's a lot, Chuck. I don't care who you are or how much you've saved for retirement. When you're down 41%, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So they did a lot of things like my father had done all those years ago, where he had panicked and moved it all out. And so they had gone to completely no risk investments. The problem is, having lost 41% of their money, guess what they can't do? They can't stay in low risk or no risk investments because they're never going to earn anything on it. And they will not have enough for retirement because of that. And you say, well, gosh, they shouldn't have lost so much. Well, they shouldn't have, but they did. So what do we do now? And so that's where retirement planning truly comes in. So here's some guidelines, Chuck, that I think can help people kind of, and again, these are just guidelines. There's no written in stone. Everybody's different. But emergency funds should always be somewhere between 3 and 6 months of typical living expenses. Now, first off, Chuck, you have to know what your living expenses are to get that number, don't you?
Sure. I mean, you better assess that every, in fact, it may change. Change in retirement.
It does change.
You know.
And so then it's possible to allocate a remainder of those savings after you've covered your 6 months, let's say, to a mix of assets that are involve a lower than risk, but higher than savings. So we start moving into a different type of bucket. And I like to use the word buckets because I like to assign different jobs to different money. And so many times when I meet with people for the first time, Chuck, they're coming in from these big box retail advisors, and you look at their portfolio and it's all managed kind of the same way. Why in the world would I take a 65-year-old and manage their Roth bucket, if we call that a bucket, the same as their emergency fund?
Yeah, right.
There's two different kinds of money.
Mm-hmm.
Two different taxations on the money. Two different purposes on the money. Goals-based planning is assigning a job to your dollars. So we should have a job for the emergency fund. Guess what that is? To solve an emergency. If we have an emergency, we need that money quick. We need it liquid, and it never needs to lose $1, ever. So that's an emergency fund. Well, we move out of that, we start moving to different types. So if we know we're going to need the money, let's say, in the next 5 years, well, we would want very low risk on that money. Why? Because we're going to be using it. If we have a bucket of money we're going to use for income, well, guess what? I don't want that money that I'm using for income to drop significantly, because then my income should drop significantly. Well, I don't want my income to drop significantly. How about yours, Chuck?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, but how about this, Chuck? I could take that conservative investor. Let's use this example of a very conservative investor. But guess what? If they're not going to touch their Roth for 20 years, I might could manage that bucket much more aggressively, and it would still fit in their plan, wouldn't it?
Sure would.
And here's where it comes in, Chuck. This is where everybody needs to get, whether they ever leave their brother-in-law that's managing their money their big box retail planner, whether they ever leave or not. What they need is a written retirement plan done by a certified financial planner. Chuck, get these phone lines open.
All right, they're open right now.
We're going to take the next 15 callers. If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, don't miss this opportunity. You'll sit down with one of our fiduciary advisors, one of our beautiful offices, Myrtle Beach, Greenville, Charlotte, North Carolina, and we will simply sit down with you and build a written retirement plan, and we'll do it absolutely free. You heard it here first. Free, complimentary, no charge of any kind. It'll be done by a certified financial planner. It'll help you take the mystery out of what's going on. How much should be in your emergency fund? How much should be in your Roth? Should you be doing a Roth conversion? We'll look at a tax analysis. We'll build a customized income plan. And we'll do all this, not some cookie cutter plan, a plan based on you, what you want to do with your money. You're the one that worked so hard for these last 25 or 30 years. You deserve to have it. Now the time to receive it. Pick up the phone and give us a call. Right now.
800-501-9805. 800-501-9805. You can text as well. Text keyword wealth. 800-501-9805. As Mark says, it's customized, and that's after meeting with you and that written financial plan, giving you a clear picture of your retirement. 800-501-9805 or text wealth. 800-501-9805.
We're going to take a break, but we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve next, aren't we?
Coming up next, when the Federal Reserve changes interest rates, which they're going to do, it can affect your portfolio. Coming up next, how to protect your investments from changing interest rates and defend your nest egg for life. All that and a whole lot more. Coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This is such a blow to invest. You know, right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
We're back with Living Large Radio. Mark Henry, also Living Large Television. You've got him on all the affiliates in the area. And Mark also contributes his expertise on many national financial shows as well. Alloy Wealth Management. Mark is founder and CEO of that firm. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins, along with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
And Mark Henry is Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach, as well as you know him as Charlotte's wealth coach. And we have a question. Will the Fed continue to adjust interest rates and try to curb inflation? They're in the midst of it right now. Most agree, probably. Those are the experts who say that. Of course, non-committal so far. But what's that mean to somebody like you who's about to retire? So let's break down just what it could mean. All right, Mr. Henry, what's the Fed supposed to do, and how do they react? And maybe you can give people a little bit of behind the curtains of how they try to make these decisions.
Maybe we should say what they're not supposed to do, but anyway.
Right.
So, all right, the Federal Reserve Board has three powers: promote maximum employment, stable prices, and moderate long-term interest rates. Well, one way they do this is by adjusting short-term interest rates. If the economic growth slows and unemployment rises, the Fed should and could cut interest rates to make borrowing cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
The intention is to encourage companies to invest in a project, which would cause them to then hire employees to complete the project. Well, the idea behind that is to what? Get people working again. Well, this is then supposed to increase customer and consumer expending. Income and spending. So if people make more, one thing they do in the United States with pretty regular consistency, if you give them a pay raise, they're typically going to spend it. So This is the idea of how it's supposed to work. So the idea would be is when we have unemployment that's, in a slow growth and unemployment is rising, the Fed should cut an interest rate, make borrowing cheaper. Companies say, I could go borrow some money and start that new building. If they started the new building, they would hire workers to build it. If they hired workers to build it, they would get paid. If they got paid, they would make money. If they make money, they would do what?
Spend it.
There you go. That's how it's supposed to work.
All right.
The exact opposite is what's going on right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we have inflation right now. So if the economy is growing too fast, the Fed will worry about inflation, not transitory inflation, as they told us, but real inflation and the other problems that come with an economy that's growing too fast. In this case, the Fed may pump the brakes and raise interest rates. Well, higher borrowing means a company would most likely say, I better not go borrow any money or invest in my business because it's going to be too costly. That's going to cause me not to be able to hire employees. And also, I may have to lower income and pay and cut hours and do a few things to tighten the belt a little bit, which would reduce consumer spending. That's the plan.
All right. So now what do we learn from the Fed's handling of past financial crises? For example, is there a pattern present in the Fed interest rate adjustment amidst period of economic turbulence as we look back about 15 years ago?
Well, no question about it. You know, if you look at the Fed's actions leading up to the financial crisis of 2000 and 2008, the Fed cut their interest rates to revive the struggling economy. And as the economy recovered, they raised interest rates 9 times between 2015 and 2018. And so that's kind of what has happened in the past. And we see many similar things going on right now. But, you know, When you think about this right now, due to the recent ups and downs, it's important, Chuck, to understand these changes in these interest rates are a component of investments. And you see people trying to predict what the Fed's going to do next, and markets react because of that.
All right. So what's the impact of interest rates on bonds, for example?
Well, think about this. Go Google, and anybody listening can, if you're driving, certainly don't do this, but you can pull over. But if you just Googled TTL or just put in iShares 20-year treasury bonds. If you did that, what you're going to see is the 1 year on the United States government long-term treasury bonds. Those are one of your safest investments you could have, bonds, government treasury bonds. They're down approximately 28% right now, year over year. So does that tell you what happens when interest rates, when the Fed raises rates, the inverse relationship? When interest rates rise, bond prices falls. Newly issued bonds will have a higher coupon, and after a rate hike, it depreciates the value of somebody that's holding bonds. This is a terrible bond market. In fact, we saw the worst bond market we've ever seen in 22.
Right. So, again,
Tough.
Let's talk about, in general now, when interest rates fall, what happens?
Well, think about this. When interest rates start falling, which they're not going to do for a while, but they will, bonds with shorter maturities will be less sensitive. So if you have very short term ones, bonds with longer maturities, when I say maturity, that means longer date till it pays, will sustain much larger losses. So when bond prices fall, when interest rates fall, bond prices rise, fall in mortgage rates, potential stock market gains, markets go up, long-term savings rates, or you get lower rates on savings accounts and CDs.
Yeah.
When interest rates rise, the adverse happens. Bond prices fall. That's what we're seeing right now. This is the bond market's taking a total collapse. It's never going to be managed the same way. The traditional 60-40 boomer portfolio is gone forever. In my opinion, it'll never come back. That's why our business is bigger than it's ever been, is because people are realizing the traditional way of managing money simply will not work. We have to look at alternative asset classes. We have to build written financial plans. But when interest rates rise, mortgage rates rise, stock market losses, and you do get higher savings rates as a byproduct of that.
Yeah, it's kind of the mini version of what I remember going through in the early 80s. People were complaining about 11% mortgage rates. Here they're complaining about 5%, and I just laugh at
six,
everybody.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's because we've seen worse. My first house was 13, but this is a very, very tricky place. I read these articles, and I don't have them in front of me, Chuck, but It was so funny. I did this on my podcast, and you can catch me there or on YouTube on Living Large Retirement on YouTube. The incredible channel. We're getting a lot of information out. But Chuck, I read some articles I pulled out of the news, and it talked about Fed meets and discusses a very soft landing for the economy, a soft landing. And that's what you want to hear, things like this. So I read three or four articles, and people said, oh, this is all good news. And I said, yeah, it is, except for now, let me read you the dates of these articles.
That's right.
And the dates was 2008, 2007. The Fed that was talking about those was the old Fed, Ben Bernanke. And this was articles that were published. They were in the newspapers, and they were talking about predicting a soft landing of this or that. Well, 2008 was certainly not a soft landing for anybody, was it, Chuck?
No, it wasn't. Not at all.
And it was so eerily similar to what I see right now, because you have so many of these so-called experts predicting a soft landing of this or that. This is going to happen. The bottom line is, when I read those, is people don't know. I do not think this recession is going to be as bad as we saw in 08, because the job market is so hot. And I don't think it will be as bad. But that doesn't mean anything. It's my opinion. It doesn't mean we know. Well, here's what we do know, Chuck. We're going to open the phone lines right now. Will you do that for me?
All right. They are open.
Because the people listening right now need to pull over, pick up their phone, and give us a call. Because what they need is a plan done by a certified financial planner. And if you're like me, you don't want to pay for it. You want to get it done for free. Well, guess what? If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, this is for you. We will sit down with the next lucky 15 callers, whatever market you're in, Greenville, Myrtle Beach, Charlotte. We will take the next 15 callers. My planning team has the capacity. We will sit down 100% complimentary and build you a written plan. We'll answer all these questions and more. We'll build a written plan, a tax analysis, a customized income plan, a fee report. We'll help you take the guesswork out of retirement, and we'll do it all 100% free if you'll simply pick up the phone and give us a call right now.
800-501-9805. 800-501-9805. You can text keyword wealth to that same number and get a lot of questions together when you come in, because this is going to be about you. It is a very comprehensive review about you, your retirement, a custom approach that they would take. In result, that written financial plan prepared by a certified financial planner. Next 15, no cost, no obligation. 800-501-9805. Text wealth also, 800-501-9805.
Quick moving show once again, Mark, and I know your favorite segment's coming up.
Coming up next on Living Large Radio, we've got listener questions, all that and a whole lot more. Stay tuned, coming up next.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. We pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, we will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Our friendly staff will make you feel comfortable the moment you walk in the door. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management, 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805. Does it feel like you are fighting for financial knowledge? Don't let bad advice be a punch in the gut to your retirement. Take advantage of a complimentary, no cost, no obligation consultation with a local trusted financial coach. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management, 800-501-9805. Call or text 800-501-9805.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
We're back with Living Large Radio and the founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. That is Mark Henry. Mark is also the official wealth partner of the Glenn Beck Radio program, and he invites you to subscribe to Living Large Retirement on YouTube. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
Mark Henry is Charlotte's wealth coach, Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach, and now he's going to be able to answer some questions for you in this segment, and you're all set to go, aren't you, Mark?
Let's see what you got for us. We'll see.
All right. Frank is somebody who says he's in the phase-out range for a Roth IRA. His spouse and himself contribute to the Roth, and now that he's in the phase-out range, he doesn't really want to deal with the hassle of excess contributions each year. So he wants to know if it makes sense to split the 401k into some Roth and then some traditional contributions, or would he be better off taking the tax deduction on the full amount of the 401k and a traditional IRA?
Now, this is a very educated investor, and I love this question. This is where we sit down and build a plan to help discuss that. My initial thought is I would want to get some of that tax deduction, but I really don't know that because I don't know how much you've already saved. And this is where it really gets specialized. Some people might answer this thing right off the cuff, and I won't do that because I don't know how much you've already saved in your Roth, how much you've already saved in your IRA, how much you've already saved in your 401k. And then what I also don't know is what it's going to take for you two to retire. What I don't know is how many more years are we going to contribute? I love that you're in the phase out range. That means you're making a lot of money. So that's excellent news. But we need to build a written plan, and we need to do it by a certified financial planner, and then I can answer those questions.
All right. Ben wants to know. He says he keeps hearing about this being a great time to invest in bonds. We just talked
from
about
who? Who told him that? Fire that guy.
So I guess the rest of his question is a moot point, though, because he said that I missed a boat, or is it still true with the market and economic climate that it is?
Yeah, listen to the last episode and you'll know.
Yeah, exactly.
So be careful. This is, though, where people throw around that advice. Don't do this. Don't do that. What's their agenda? Who's trying to sell you these bonds? That's what I want to know.
Well, he must have asked this question back in 07 or 08 that maybe, you know, we just dug it up or something. I don't know.
Who knows?
Anyway, Lisa knows that her husband has an IRA that's rolled over from a prior 401k. She says recently we were made aware that we can contribute or at least combine it with his current 401k. So what are the pros, if any, or the cons of taking this path?
Yeah, so this question comes up quite a bit. So you've left a company, you had a 401k, your new company will allow you to merge it with that company. So here's the idea. When you do that, you're taking it, you're putting it underneath the 401, but now it's in that 401 with your new company that you're at, and you're limited to whatever that company allows. Now, the good news is the new rules on 401s give you a pretty good selection sometimes. But at the end of the day, you could also take that 401k, move it from the old employer where it used to be, and put it under your control by opening an IRA. An IRA is called an individual retirement account. So the 401 become an IRA, and guess what? Now you can invest it in whatever you choose because it's under your control. Most people find that the best way. It's easy to help you with that, but I would certainly want to do a plan before you made any decisions with your old 401.
All right, we've got Daniel who's got parents who are age 64 and 57, and they're talking about life insurance. And I read on Reddit that it's a scam. Are there benefits?
Here we go. So here's the thing. I heard on TikTok that it's not a scam.
There you go. Yeah.
So which one's correct?
Where both are unreliable.
Exactly. Now, yeah. I'm not picking on Reddit and I'm not picking on Ticker Talk. I'm on there. So you have to understand anytime you're listening to someone talk about a subject, they most likely have an agenda. What I want to know is how are they licensed? What is their qualifications for answering that question? Now, when you think about life insurance at 64 and 57, I would ask the question, why do your parents need life insurance? Well, because they still have a mortgage and dad's afraid that he's 64, let's say, and mom's 57. Dad's afraid if he passes away, there wouldn't be enough money to pay the house off for mom. Oh, okay. Guess what? None of us are getting out of here alive. And that might be a great reason to have life insurance. But it also might be something they don't need at this time. And I can't answer any of those questions without knowing more and building a written plan around them.
Yeah, I would say that if your parents are 64 and 57, you're probably in your 30s.
Yeah.
So you're probably a TikToker. And an Instagrammer
Reddit.
And all,
yeah.
And a Reddit and all that stuff that I don't follow. But anyway, listen to Mr. Henry. He's got good advice for you. All right. Final question comes from Barbara, who says, my husband wants me to work till I'm 60, and I've shown him calculations, and he still doesn't think we have enough to retire. Anybody else have this kind of a problem, Mark? And if so, how do you convince your significant other that retirement is possible?
That's a fabulous question. And I got to tell you, this is the one that gets answered the most with written financial planning. Now, listen, I'm not talking about some cookie cutter plan. I heard somebody the other day said, come in, we'll do a one page retirement plan. Chuck, I don't know how to do that. I've been doing this job a long time. I've got certified financial planners, fiduciaries we work with. I'm a fiduciary. I don't know how. It would be a big piece of paper. I don't know what kind of printer prints that plan. But here's what I would tell you. All the time I see people coming in and they have this question, when can I retire? How will it look? How much can I spend? What kind of retirement am I going to have? Did I save enough? Am I doing it correctly? How much more do I need to do? Or could I get a different job? And I don't want to quit working, but I want to just do something I enjoy and it might not pay as much. Can I go ahead and do that, Mark? I get that question literally daily, if not weekly. And here's the thing. It's all answered through written financial planning. That's how you should be doing it. And you want these plans done by certified financial planners. And the reason people don't go get them is because, quite honestly, people want to charge $3,000 or $4,000 for a good plan. And that's why people don't want to do it. Well, Chuck, let's do this. Let's open the phone lines right now.
All right. They are open.
All right. We're going to take the next 15 callers. If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, that's certainly a good start. $2.5 million to be better, but $250,000 is a start. And here's what we're willing to do. We'll take the next 15 callers. And we will sit down with one of our fiduciary advisors and we'll let our planning team of certified financial planners build you a written retirement plan. Not a one-page plan, because I don't know how to do that. A real plan, one that includes a fee report, a tax analysis, an income plan. That's several pages right there. That's 30, 40 pages of work right there. And what we're going to do is help you take the guesswork out of all this and get you the darn answers you need. It doesn't mean you're going to leave your current firm you're with. It doesn't mean you got to stop your brother-in-law from managing your money, your college best friend. I've seen it all. It means you're going to get the questions you need answered in a written plan, and it all starts right now with a phone call.
And that number is 800-501-9805. Text as well. Text keyword wealth 800-501-9805 for that written and comprehensive financial plan about you. 800-501-9805.
Mark, it's been a wonderful show. What are your final thoughts this week?
Well, as always, Chuck, thanks so much for being on the show with us. I appreciate it more than you know. NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster, and certainly makes this show sound better. Dave and Thomas and Jennifer and all the different people that work on the show each and every week, thank you. And most importantly, for the audience that listens, the loyal followers of Living Large Radio, thank you, because without you, we don't have a show. And I always want to put a cheap plug in there for my YouTube channel. Please hit the like and subscribe button on the YouTube channel, Living Large Large Retirement. You got great information out there. I'm trying to get good, concise, and clear information done on YouTube for you. And I always try to end with a bit of good news, and I thought this one was great. You know, people know that I'm from Georgia, lived in Atlanta most of my life, or a lot of it. Now I've been in the Charlotte area now for, I don't know, so long now it feels like home. It certainly is home. But this was a great one because I am a cyclist. I like to ride a bicycle, and I find it to be one of the best ways to do it. But here you go. The men in blue showed up again like they always do. Atlanta police officer recounts providing CPR and saving the life of a cyclist who collapsed and had a massive heart attack. And his timely interaction, he saw him fall off his bike, and he happened to see it. He went over and literally saved the cyclist's life. And there's no question, they said he is credited with saving his life. And, you know, Atlanta, downtown Atlanta police officer. And he said you could see it in his face. He was like, the officer said he was just like, please don't let me die. And he said, I'm going to do everything I can to save you. And he was able to do that. And what an amazing story. You know, around the country, the police officers get such a hard time. And I got to tell you, when I need help, that's the first person I'm going to call. So this week, do me a favor, no matter who it is, a sheriff's department, a police officer, a county officer, but when you see a man or a woman in blue, take the time to walk up to them and look them in the eye and say, thank you. Hey, we'll see you again next week on Living Large Radio.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coach P Radio.